Listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
All right, it is Sports Night with Parker and the Man, and now it's time for a sports wrap.
A what?
That's right.
Huh?
He is the man, Mark Wilson.
Really? We're doing that now, too? We're bringing those things back?
Make it happen.
All right, Rob, exhibition baseball at Bradenton, Florida, rained out today at Bradenton. Tigers and Pirates, they don't make those things up, so don't bother with it. Detroit, 12-11 in grapefruit play. Braves are at Joker Marching tomorrow at 1 o'clock. NBA tonight in Salt Lake City. Pistons in Utah, 9 p.m. Hello, Trey Burke. Pistons have lost 10 in a row at Utah and 47 of 49 versus Western teams on the road. If you don't know that, that's what the number is. And the only two wins are against the Sacramento Kings.
At least they're consistent.
At least they're consistent. That's since 2010. Wings off, big game tomorrow night at Columbus. Currently tied with the Leafs for a 7th or 8th, if you will, with 80 points. MSU and Michigan prepping for the Sweet 16 this week. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker and the Men. Other NBA, so far nothing much going on. Bobcats lead the Rockets in Charlotte first quarter 21-18. Suns and Hawks just getting started. Ditto the Blazers at Miami against LeBron and D-Wade and company, whoever's going to end up playing there tonight. Other NHL tonight, Phoenix over the Rangers, 1-0 in the first. Ekman Larson is 13th, no score. Kings and Philadelphia in the first. And so far, that is your sports wrap. Now you may bring the... There you go, he's riding the levels. I like it. Parker and the Man. WDF on the Fan. It's still hard to believe.
And Mark, we do have to mention when we showed up today for our first day.
Yes.
We have balloons. Absolutely. The people here at Clear Channel and WDFN, what nice people.
Lauren, great job. Really appreciate it. A lot of fun. I was almost surprised by it. I mean, I was taken aback.
Look at that.
Who does balloons? Cupcakes?
And the cupcakes are, like, outrageous.
Cupcake station cupcakes right over there.
I'm going to go get them.
Don't get back. What are you doing? Are you actually having a cupcake?
No, I'm getting a cupcake.
Then where you go? Yes, you are. Are you going to show them?
I just want to show them. That we're not just... talking, you can show them.
That's right.
You can't show them on the radio.
Other places talk, we show. We show our stuff, our business. And look, we got T-shirts. Casey came in. Wait a second.
PD.
Here, model this too there, Chief. Here you go.
PD and Casey, right? He hooked us up with the DFN T-shirts. Very nice.
Huh? What do you think? You got a little swag out of the deal? You got a little cupcake action and a little swag. All right, Dwayne, go for it. You've hung long enough.
Hello?
What up, dude?
Hey, I just called in to congratulate you guys. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I don't call in, but I want to call in. You know, I'm glad to hear you guys back on the air again.
Dwayne, that's so nice of you. We really appreciate that. Really.
So, all right, you guys have a great. I hope you guys stay on for a long time, and I've been a long time listener, and I'm just gonna sit back and just listen to you guys till you guys go off there.
All right. Hopefully it won't be a bit a long time, but Dwayne, we appreciate it.
I just want to make it till 10, Dwayne.
All right.
I just want to make it till
10. We'll get to 10 tonight. We'll be good.
All right. Go Blue.
All right. Thanks for calling.
And he had to
Detroit's 1130 WDFN. All right. Our telephone number is 248 Mark 848 1130. And now let's get into the Scherzer thing, because I really
yes. Scherzer.
Where are you on this? Because I'm bothered by it. I tweeted today. I thought the Tigers' offer was insulting. When you scale back and look at the 129 as if he's supposed to jump at that, I'm sorry. That's not a good offer. It's not.
All right, I'm going to go take it back a step for a second, okay? And good, we're actually getting to a sports topic at 7:38. Dave Dombrowski and Scott Boras, I know that you say you never like to negotiate deals over the media and whatnot, and with the Twitter and Facebook age, it's hard to do that now. I think there was some agenda here.
Yeah, I know, to embarrass him, to make him feel guilty.
And you said it best yesterday. You said to me, wait a second, the season doesn't start for a week. Why couldn't we talk for six more days?
Right. Why is negotiating? Why are
next Monday's the season.
Why are we issuing a statement with 6 or 7 days
that
to go? That we're done. That's it. They're trying to play hardball. They're trying to embarrass him. And now, you know what fans are doing? And if you're one of the fans out there, I'm going to tell you this. You're wrong. If you boo Max Scherzer on opening day, you're wrong. And if you're the one who thinks that he's a chump because he won't jump at the first offer, and stop equating it to what you make. It doesn't equate. I hate to break it up. I hate to bring it to you. It doesn't, Mark. He's
past
in the prime
part,
of his career. He's going to be 30 years old. This is what he's fought for his whole career, to be a free agent, to be paid for his services.
This isn't a Juan Gonzalez. I heard someone else bring up Gonzalez's name from now 14 years ago. It's not a Gonzalez situation. Whole different deal. When Juan Gonzalez was offered what he was offered, which is about what Scherzer was, that was an amazing contract.
Right.
That was
because that was 10 years ago.
That was when the line was, you cut your finger and you sign in blood.
Derek Jeter.
Right.
Derek Jeter asked me in spring training, he said, Mark, he said, Rob, are you serious? Was he really offered that? He said, had I been in that room and there was no pen, I would have cut my finger and signed in blood.
Right. You sign in blood. And you keep signing till the blood's out of your system. I just don't still understand really who rejected who and why it came out twice, two different stories yesterday.
Well, I tried to tell you, Mark. I think the reason was the Tigers made an offer and they had a counteroffer. And the Tigers weren't happy. So they just said, oh, no, negotiations are over. Like, it was basically a take it or leave it kind of thing. That's what I think it was.
And then the Boris side was that said, well, wait a second, that's really not the way it went down. So, again, we're not really going to get the great story on this. But you asked me where I stood on Max Scherzer, okay?
Yes.
All right, fine. Does Max deserve to be rewarded for a Cy Young season? Of course. Needs to be paid. Everybody gets paid. No one in the majors who wins a Cy Young gets paid $3 an hour. So he has to get paid the money, and we know where the money lies at this time and age that we live in 14. He was an ARB3 guy. He gets his $15 million. Now comes the big cheese. This is what you dream of. You dream of winning the Cy Young Award. You dream of having a team that's gone three straight years to at least the ALCS, whether you like it or whether you were successful or not, is not the issue. You got a guy who thinks he's got a lot of years left, who's about to get, you know, his gravy train has come in, and he's getting stymied at the depot, is what he's thinking. He's a business guy. We know Max is very heady. So as far as what I think about it, I still believe the Ilitches are in a different place. They're not handing out humongous contracts until further notice, because this is the telltale, anytime soon.
Mark, I'm not saying that he's Kershaw, but you mean to tell me, and he's right, Kershaw just got $215, and you offer him a $129 extension? You offer him a deal that Cole Hamels got 2 years ago? That's the deal for a guy who hasn't been good for 1 year, but go look at his numbers the last 2 years. He's been tremendous.
Top of the deal.
He deserves every nickel, every dime. Anybody out there, you guys, stop with the being mad at the players. No, you get what you're supposed to get. He is a top-line pitcher, and you know what? Well, he's crazy. He shouldn't do this. He's got a big risk because, you know, he could get hurt. You can't live like that. You can't live like that. You got to go out there and get a fair deal. You can't sign the first thing they put in front of you, not when you have stuff like that.
One thing we've said as a prevailing theme on the podcast over the last few months is, and you're going to hear it here a lot, because this is going to be something now for the next few years, our hockey rink deals. And I want to bring it up now. We mentioned a little on Matt this morning, on Shep this in the morning. Don't forget, 7 to 10 right here.
That's right, on the Fan.
The hockey rink, you got to pay the Piper for the hockey rink. And when I say hockey rink, I'm being facetious a little bit. It's the complex, the extravaganza that the Ilitches want to build that's going to cost them. They're only going to get about $220 from the city. That's $220 million. He had to purchase the land, which, by the way, worked out to be exactly almost the same number as the amount of money saved on all the moves made in the offseason. Prince, getting Kinsler, losing Pfister, losing Peralta, losing Infante, losing Veras, a lot of guys left the team that didn't have to go. There's a reason for that. Joe Nathan, you say, well, they paid Nathan. Well, they also got rid of Veras and Benoit.
They used it.
It's
money.
About the same
right,
money.
It's the same
it was
money.
Budgeted already.
It wasn't right. It wasn't like you added any salary. You didn't add any salary. What you just did is move some money around, took it from these three guys to pay this one guy.
Until Chris Ilitch or some other person in the Ilitch family tells me I'm wrong, I'm telling you, they got to come up with about $500 million over the life of this thing that they're about this, and it's going to be great. I think it's going to be terrific what they're doing. That's going to be Ilitch's legacy when he's gone. Not Stanley Cup trophies and not any,
no,
if they even win a World
Series. No, he's
going
to leave a building that people are going to remember that he put
together.
It'll
be named after him. Something will be named after the Ilitches.
You know what? You could look at it, Mark. It's the same thing. George Steinbrenner left a brand new ballpark at Yankee Stadium for all the stuff that he's been through and all that, people look at that place as a show place, and he gets credit for it.
So when I talk about, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll believe a big contract for Max Scherzer when he's got a pen in his hand.
It's not happening.
It's
not happening. They were never really in the running. And Mark, for them to offer that up, and I said it was an insulting deal, and people said, "Oh, how could you say $144 million is insulting?" It was insulting.
I mean, it's the old in baseball terms.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late live local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Detroit weather. Unbelievable. We're doing the weather thing?
That's right. Hey, Mark, you know what? It's when we want to weather.
Why are we doing it now, Rob?
Because we want to.
Incredible. You ready for it?
Let's do it.
All right, on your weather. We just, you know, we're a full-service program, Ryan. Are we supposed to get snow tomorrow?
Seriously? I heard about an inch. That's what I heard.
Stop it.
33 for your high, low of 11 degrees. We're going to get cold the next 2 days. But look at this, people. I'll pass by... Flip all the cards. By Sunday, we're at 57. Opening day should be about the same. That's when we want to weather.
Why we do it now?
We damn well wanted to, but about 57 by Sunday.
And you know what? Brian Daly asked me. He said, can I ask Mark to show me his Doppler? And I just said, Brian, let's not go there. Let's just
If I start with the Doppler, I got to see everything else. And I don't have the time because Mark has got everything going on, just like you do, Parker.
What's going on? And we do have a guest in the studio.
Brian Daly, ladies and gentlemen.
That's enough.
Come a little closer to me so you can be on camera. You're good.
What do you mean that's enough? And Winston, Calvin, hang on. You will get to all of you.
Yes, hold on. Our telephone number, 248-848-1130. And we are talking about the Tigers situation and Max Scherzer. We're going to get right to you if you want to chime in. You're with Scherzer, you're against Scherzer, you're with the Tigers, against the Tigers on this whole deal.
But this guy over here is a visionary.
Oh, stop it.
No, I mean, Brian, seriously? Let me just say this. What you're doing with everything is 21st century to me. This is way.
This
business
is our guy
is
right here.
You know,
he's
starting
to
embarrass me. I don't normally get these accolades like this, but you know, I'm just happy to be able to be great Parker and the Man coming back to Metro Detroit, not just to Metro Detroit, but to WDFN, the iconic, the historical, the A number one, the only sports talk radio station in the entire Metro Detroit area, possibly the entire state of Michigan. You know what?
I'd go country now, but that's okay.
There's lots of other. Well, I know, but you know, there's lots of other stations that try to do the sports thing, but nobody can touch Parker and the Man. It's not possible.
You know what? We used to work
at least legally.
Station.
That's true
because
you're represented by one heck of a good law firm.
If they touch us illegally, we got a problem. You're here.
That's right. But great to be back with you, and you know, we worked together years ago, and it was always great and everything, and. This is exciting for both of us. Mark and I are really excited.
We are too. We were actually first broadcasting the law show on 97.1 when they were at All Talk Station. Remember when Howard Stern was there and Steve Senecrappy? And you know when we made the move over to WJR, they said, you know, we've heard you on the 97.1. We don't think it's going to work. You're too out there. And Zaney, I said, you know what? Here's the thing. You got to remember, we were told to do that. And so if you tell us to be conservative and, you know.
We could get there.
We'll get there.
I'm pointing at the camera.
And they
That's
believe
correct,
it.
CBS.
Absolutely.
That's true. That's true. No
Absolutely.
Question about it.
That's what they wanted.
It's exactly what they wanted. Remember Steve Senecrappy used to hold the.
He was the GM of the station.
The homeless relay races and stuff like that.
Dude.
And that's something.
I think he's doing it in South Carolina now.
He is.
Right? South Carolina, Rob?
He is.
I talked to him not
Greenville?
Too long ago.
He's working for Brand X, you know.
Is that it?
What is that? Is that a station?
No.
Oh.
I can't mention the name of the
Don't
station.
Say it.
It's got to be Brand X.
Good,
anyway.
Okay. All right.
This is all about Clear Channel and WDFN.
Absolutely.
So.
And we're here. Dude. 7 to 10 every night, weeknights, right here on the original. Like
Rob
I said.
And I had to pick something we liked. This is what we liked.
Absolutely.
Well, we like it, too, and we're glad to be a part of it.
By the way, Brian, he'll tell you, we bucked for no other gig.
Nope.
This was the
when
only
When it was presented
thing
to us and we talked about it. And we
People, we
it.
Went for no other jobs. If anybody tells you we did, they're lying.
Right. Not true. And we figured if we're going to come back to the original again, we're back. You should come back, too. This was always the place people turn to sports. Things have changed a little bit, but we're coming back. You got Shep in the morning live 3 hours. You got us at night 3 hours live.
I'm telling you, this station is coming back, and it's coming back with balls of fire, and everything's going to be great. And Parker and the Man is going to lead the way. And we're just so proud at Woodward One Media and the Daily Law Firm to be able to be a part of this. I can't tell you enough how much I appreciate it. So I'm going to take a leave right now. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, Brian.
Get you back to that sports stuff. And thanks again for everything that you're doing. I really appreciate it.
Brian Daly, thank you, sir.
You know that, Brian. Thanks, bud.
We'll talk to you
Parker and the Man, listen to him every night.
Right here.
All right, guys. Appreciate
Brian
it.
Daly Law Firm. Tell them when you're on.
That's right.
Can you do that? Can we do that or what?
Anybody can tune in to the Law Show from 8 in the morning until noon on Saturday at thelawshow.com. Click on the Watch Live video, and you'll see yours truly giving free legal advice all over the world. You know, we've gotten calls from Japan and from France.
I bet you
from
have.
Everybody. It's simply amazing. When you offer to do something nice like you guys are doing here, success just follows.
You have
follows.
YouTube videos, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Go to YouTube.
We appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks,
right,
guys.
No
have a
problem.
Great night.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you,
good luck. Break a leg, baby.
All right, 313.
He knows that Hollywood lingo.
248-848-1130 is the number.
He's very Hollywood now. Brian Daly's gotten very Hollywood. Look at him. He's all snazzy. Thanks, Brian.
You look like a million bucks.
Look, Winston's been hanging. What's up, Winston?
Oh, guys, I'm back in love. You guys are back on the radio.
Well, Winston, you know we appreciate it. How are you, bud?
I've been doing good. I've been having to lay low since I've been outed on that Lindsay Lohan love list.
Oh, is that right? Oh, there you go.
Is that the thing? Were you on the Lohan list?
I was on the Lohan love list. I tried to keep my name off of it, but somehow that got out there, and I've been laying low.
I hear you. There's nothing wrong with
Winston
that.
Bring in the comedy.
You said what? Mark Wilson was on there?
I think I might have saw Mark Wilson on there.
On the Lohan list, or I could give you a couple others.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm shaking in my chair right now.
Hey, I want to be on the Paula Patton love list. Let's talk about that.
Let's not.
Hey, what are you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis?
I know.
Well, Winston, check us out every night. We're here 5 days a week for your listening pleasure.
Always. Hey, guys, real quick. I'm against the Tigers on this, actually, because why couldn't they get this done ahead of the season? And you're right. You guys are right. Scherzer is worth every penny, but come on, organization. Get it right. Come on.
Right. Hey, Winston, I'm sorry. When you got a guy like that, you had a chance to win.
Thanks,
I'm telling
buddy.
You, as soon as the Scherzer ship sails, Mark, I mean, they're already hanging
here.
By a string.
Hey, here's your quote. Here's Max. He said it. Don't worry. Only worry when I actually sign somewhere else. Freudian slip. He didn't say if.
Right.
He said when I actually sign somewhere else.
Right.
He's telling you. Adios, amigos.
I'm done. And if you're the Tigers, the other thing, and let's take the other call, then I want to bring up one other thing.
Calvin, Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.
Is this Cal?
Come on now, Park. You know who it is, bud.
This is one of my talented barbers from Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile Road. What's up, Cal?
You know I had to chime in, man. I've been listening in. I heard you guys talking about being illegally touched. Now, what's going on?
Is that where you joined us, on illegally touched?
No, we're good. We're all right.
Okay, good. I just checking on you. What's up, Mark the Man? Wilson?
Cal, everything is good in the hood. I'm good to go. I'm ready and flying, and I'm skying. I'm maxing and relaxing. I'm doing the thing.
Now, Cal, let me ask you, when you heard that Scherzer turned down this $144 million contract, did you look at it and say he's crazy, Meshuggah for not signing up with the Tigers? Or can you understand where he is in his career?
Now, see, I just found out from listening to you guys, and my brother-in-law just told me he turned it down. Now, I need some help. I don't even understand what's going on. Now, did he sign with someone else? Or is he just out there floating? What's the deal?
Yeah, no. He's still with the Tigers this year. They still have him, you know, under contract for this year. But he'll be a free agent, and he can leave. So that was the money that was presented to him. And a lot of fans are mad because they can't understand why anybody would turn down $144 million.
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous for 6 years. I think if we can, let's try to lock him up. Because he did win the award last year, didn't he?
Absolutely. Won the Cy Young, the American League Cy Young.
Well, Cal, remember this. Mike Ilitch, in his 20 years as Tiger owner, has never failed to honor an award and reward an award. So why would he start here unless things were different?
I'm not sure.
Okay? Unless things had changed, why would this be the time he's going to crunch his pennies?
And I want to say, if you do need to get tightened up, come on down to the barbershop, Sporty Cuts on 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. Cal is sitting in the second seat on the left. Come on, and Cal's a great barber, great guy, and give him a shot if you need a cut.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Mark, all right.
Congrats, guys. I'll be listening in.
All right. Thanks, Cal. Appreciate it. 248-848-1130.
Let's do some of this. We'll take more of your calls coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Only the first hour. Boy, that went quick, didn't it?
Yeah, real quick.
You know what, Rob? I think it's time for you to tell us about your Southern Nosh vegetarian. What do you want me to wait? You want to wait on that? All right, go. He's got moles calling. See, you can even tell he's got moles. We'll wait on this. We'll do more biz. Got a sports wrap coming up. It's Parker and the Man back on DFN. And, of course, live streaming. You can see us as well at parkerandtheman.com and premiersportstalknetwork.com.